Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for our lives. I'm your host, Grace Fox, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, 1 Corinthians 16:13.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Today's Bible verse is 1 Corinthians 16:13. Be on guard. Stand firm in the faith. Be courageous. Be strong. I love how God's word, written so long ago, is relevant to us today. Today's verse is one example of many. 1 Corinthians is a letter written by the Apostle Paul to the believers in Corinth. They lived in an immoral culture and felt pressured to conform, like a chameleon conforms to its surroundings. Paul heard about their struggles, so he wrote this letter to instruct and encourage them to live victorious lives as Christ followers. Everything he wrote applies to us today. The first issue he addressed was divisiveness. This sounds all too familiar, doesn't it? Within the context of this passage, the church had developed fan clubs. Their allegiance was no longer focused on Christ as their leader, but on various Christian teachers, namely Peter, Paul, and Apollos. He urged them to turn their focus back to Jesus, stop arguing, and strive for unity instead. Paul also addressed the issue of immorality within the church. Believers had grown accustomed to promiscuity and prostitution in their culture. Complacency had led them to behave in the same way as unbelievers. As a result, Christian marriages were a mess. He exhorted the believers to stop condoning immorality and start living godly lives, embracing values according to God's word rather than social norms. He addressed Christian freedoms and the need to be sensitive to other believers who didn't feel they could righteously embrace the same freedoms. He wrote about spiritual gifts, the role of women in the church, and the need for orderliness in worship. He also addressed the life-changing truth of Christ's resurrection, a teaching some people were denying. As Paul came to the end of his letter, he stated 4 imperatives. Be on guard, stand firm in the faith, be courageous, be strong. Embracing these commands was non-negotiable if the believers were to lead God-honoring lives and be salt and light within their culture. The same is so true for us today. Our churches have become divided. We've lost Jesus as our focus, and disunity has entered our congregations like a flood. We live in a culture that is increasingly immoral, and we face the danger of growing accustomed to sin. Complacency leads us to condone and even adopt the same behaviors we see lived out around us. When it comes to our personal freedoms, as believers, we forget that Christ gave up his rights when he came to earth. Rather than follow his example, we cling to our perceived rights and exercise our freedoms at the expense of others. And we get sidelined by false teachings, by the many voices that seek to lead us down a path far from the truth of God's word. Paul may as well have written this letter to us, yes? So let's take a closer look at today's Bible verse to glean wisdom that will help us live victorious lives as Christ followers. The sentence, "Be on your guard," is translated from "be on the alert." We're to live our lives wide awake, like a guard positioned in a watchtower, armed and ready should the enemy attack. And he will. 1 Peter 5:8 says, "Stay alert. Watch out for your great enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour." He will create division within the church using any tactic he can to get our eyes off Jesus. He'll lure us into immorality through impure thoughts that eventually lead to impure behaviors that our culture says are okay. He'll tell us that our freedoms in Christ are ours to enjoy. And hey, if our choices cause other believers to stumble, well, that's their problem, not ours. The enemy of our soul is ruthless, and he'll stop at nothing to destroy us. We must be on our guard, fully alert to his tactics. Today's verse tells us to stand firm in the faith. It echoes 1 Corinthians 15:58, which says, "Be strong and immovable. Always work enthusiastically for the Lord, for you know that nothing you do for the Lord is ever useless." Sometimes we grow discouraged after working hard in God's kingdom, trying to achieve something good and beneficial, trying to be a light in the midst of darkness, but we feel like our efforts fall flat. Where's the fruit and what's the point? My friend, we can cling to hope, knowing that God raised Christ from the dead. The same power that worked in Jesus is alive and working in us today. Because Jesus conquered death, we can stand firm and not give up. Our faith in Jesus is not in vain. Then we're to be courageous. This is the only place in the New Testament where this particular Greek word is used. It means to act like a man. By using this word, Paul is telling us to grow up in our faith. Don't act or think like a child who easily becomes afraid or intimidated. Be mature and face these issues with courage. Finally, we're to be strong as we face these things within our culture and our church. This sounds a lot like Ephesians 6:10, which says, "Be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power." And 2 Timothy 2:1, where Paul encouraged Timothy to be strong through the grace that God gives you in Christ Jesus. It's not easy to live in a culture that opposes our faith. Aren't you glad God hasn't left us to deal with this stuff on our own? He empowers us. We only have to ask. Paul wrote today's Bible verse to the Corinthians more than 2,000 years ago, but they're relevant to us today. We're living in difficult times, my friend, and the enemy of our souls is on the prowl. He wants to destroy us, but we can overcome. We can avoid falling into the same trap as the Corinthians. We can guard ourselves against becoming chameleon Christians in the midst of our culture if we follow the truth. Be on guard. Stand firm in the faith. Be courageous. Be strong. May I pray for you? Heavenly Father, we are so very grateful for your truth that never grows old. In the midst of the mess of this world, help us walk in your truth and make it an integral part of who we are. God, would you help us stand strong, to be alert to the enemy's destructive purposes. Help us stand firm in the faith, holding on to hope because of what Jesus did when he rose from the dead. Make us courageous, mature in the way we view and understand the challenges we face, and fill us with the strength we need to walk in integrity and remain pure in the midst of a culture that's walking further and further from your ways. We want to live for you and bring you glory. In Jesus' name, Amen.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you leave us a rating and review in your favorite podcast app? It helps us connect to more listeners like you. This episode was produced by Kelly Gibbons and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. We want to thank our wonderful hosts, Jennifer Slattery and Grace Fox. You can hear more from Jennifer by visiting jenniferslatterylivesoutloud.com. And you can find out more from Grace by visiting gracefox.com. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Our world can feel chaotic and uncertain, but we don't have to live enslaved to fear. Christ has promised me and you his peace, and throughout Scripture has provided powerful tools and practical steps to help us experience greater freedom. I'm Jennifer Slattery, lead host of the Faith Over Fear podcast, inviting you to join me and my team as together we learn how to starve our fears and feed our faith. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com or wherever you access podcast content.